You're listening to NewsHour. There is a very special birthday celebration taking place in Chile today. The country's best-known living poet, Nicanor Parra, is 100 years old. And our reporter Gideon Long in Santiago joined the celebrations and has been taking a look at Parra's life.
A recorrer me dediqué esta tarde las solitarias calles de mi aldea, acompañado por el buen crepúsculo que es el único amigo que me queda.
Nicanor Parra reading one of the thousands of poems he's written in a career that's encompassed writing, theatre and the visual arts. The First World War had just broken out when Parra was born into a prodigiously talented artistic family in southern Chile.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto.
His sister Violeta is still regarded as one of the country's finest folk singers. His other siblings, his cousins, all were encouraged to write, to play music, to sing. But Nicanor chose science. He studied maths and went to Oxford to study astrophysics. It was there that he was converted to literature.
Alas, poor Yorick.
I knew him, Horatio.
Parra discovered Shakespeare. He loved Hamlet, and he later translated King Lear into Spanish. He never abandoned science. He taught physics at the University of Chile for over half a century. But from the 1950s onwards, he was a writer. In 1954, he published his groundbreaking collection, Poems and Anti-Poems.
Poems and Anti-Poems, it's a funny book. You've got free verse and these very ironic narrative poems that are, you know, really changing the way the poets wrote.
Neil Binns is a British poet and the author of several books on Nicanor Parra.
I think so straight away from the start, he's defending a poetry full of humour, very critical, acid poet. He'll always be there sort of prodding away, questioning, laughing, getting everyday language in poetry. That's there with Parra, and so many poets afterwards are working with that.
Parra has lived through the Cold War. The political left championed him for a while, until in 1970 in Washington, he took tea with Mrs. Nixon at the White House.
La Fuerza Armada y Carabineros de Chile declaran.
3 years later, General Augusto Pinochet seized power in Chile, and the military destroyed some of Parra's work. Neil Binns again.
When the dictatorship came, he stayed in Chile, but he's going to be one of the first people who are really going to criticise from within what was happening in Chile. And in 1977, two Chilean actors working with Parra organised this play called Ojos de Parra. And there you've got an actor who is called Nobody. And the idea is Nobody is a candidate to be president of Chile. So Nobody is going to end human rights abuse. Nobody is going to get rid of unemployment. Nobody is the answer to all our problems.
This political scepticism can be seen in one of Parra's artworks on display in Santiago at the moment. It consists of cardboard cutouts of all Chile's presidents, with ropes around their necks hanging from the ceiling. To mark his birthday, Parra's grandson will give a piano recital at the presidential palace. Chileans are being urged to stop what they're doing at midday and read one of Parra's poems. Nicanor Parra has never won the Nobel Prize for Literature, but in 2011, at the age of 97, he was given the Cervantes Prize, the most prestigious award for literature in Spanish. His response was typical. "This isn't the first time that I've won a prize that I don't deserve," he said. "And I hope that it won't be the last."
Very good comment. Gideon Long there.